I'm joined on the phone this afternoon with Greg McBride. He is commodities broker with Allendale. Greg, Allendale just wrapped up their annual acreage survey and published the results today. First, before we get started and look into those results, can you just give me a brief history about this survey and what the purpose behind it is?
Yeah, this is a way that we get ourselves ready for producing estimates ahead of the quarterly grain stocks and the big planted acreage report at the end of March every year. So we've been doing this now, I believe it's been about 30 years, and really it's an excuse for us to get out and actually just talk to our customers as they're getting ready for planting. It helps us set up our marketings with them and really gets an idea of who's sticking with their rotation, who's factoring in price and deciding to maybe go a little heavier on corn or a little heavier on beans. So,
yeah, and what are producers saying to you this year?
Well, this year it looks like we're falling in line a little bit with what the USDA released at their Ag Forum a few weeks ago. Our numbers came in with an increase of 2.3 million acres on corn to 91.475. That's just slightly lower than 92 that the Ag Forum suggested. Beans came in 4.9 million acres lower than last year at 84.263. So about three quarters of a million acres lower than the Ag Forum. And then the wheat actually did come in a little bit lower than last year, but slightly higher than what the Ag Forum is suggesting. We're at 47.414.
And do you have any idea as to what is motivating this shift in production to more corn acres?
Well, a lot of that is more the idea that we're going to have most people are sticking with their rotations. But if you also look at some of these fringe states, now we're not talking about the I states, we're not talking about Minnesota or Nebraska, the big corn and bean growers. We're talking about the fringe states of maybe Kansas and maybe North Dakota, those kind of states where you could see a shift in acres that way because the price doesn't behoove them to plant the beans. They've become too cheap for them to actually be able to make any money on them this year.
And what do these results mean to the average producer?
Well, this is more of a guideline for us as we go into these reports at the end of the month here. It helps them to kind of get an idea of, okay, I'm in the majority of people where I'm going slightly heavier on corn, or I'm sticking with my rotation, and you know, just so happens this year I'm a little heavier on corn. It also helps them to kind of understand that, okay, we have we're going to have a big crop of corn. But it doesn't necessarily mean that that's going to completely change where we go on production. So if you look at the implied production on corn, it goes to 14.81 or 8.85, which doesn't really change the ending stocks that badly. So it's going to be heavier on corn acres, but it's not going to change the ending stocks. Whereas the bean ending stocks on lower acres, that's still not going to change. We're still going to have the issues with ending stocks on beans. So that's something for them to think about. And as they start to prepare for selling cash or even getting ready to plant and getting ready to market next year's crop, they want to be able to have an idea of, okay, where do the prices go from here?
Yeah, and let's talk about what you think prices will look like once this data is actually released by the USDA towards the end of the month here.
Well, what happens a lot of times is we come into this report on a little bit of a rally. We get the report; it kind of brings us back down to a little bit of a neutral position. It might be a little bit different this year because the trading funds have taken such an aggressive short position, but. What we're looking for is as we go into the end of the month, we get these numbers, we'll start to see, okay, the funds are short. Are we going to have some planting issues? Not that we're not going to plant the crop. It may just be delayed a little bit. That could help to bring some of these yield numbers down or even have some of these fringe acres that I was talking about with some of the outside states maybe switch from some of those corn acres to bean acres.
Yeah, and do you think this report has the potential to maybe switch the fund's positions to perhaps long?
I don't know that this will change their mind to make them flip from short to long, but it definitely could do a little bit of what we saw yesterday, which was some short covering and get them back to maybe a more neutral position as we go into spring.
Any other advice that you have for producers here today, Greg?
At this point, it's we've really got to keep our eyes on the USDA numbers now that we're getting them on a regular basis, and then you know, pay attention to the numbers that and the ideas that are being thrown out by the Chinese trade negotiators, because once we start to get closer to a deal with that, that's going to help kind of push us along a little bit as we start to get firm numbers on what type of demand we'll see coming out of China when we do finally get a deal done.
And Greg, last but not least, how can producers get in touch with you at Allendale?
It's 800-2-MARKET. That's 800-262-7538. Or you can reach us on Twitter, Allendale_INC. And we are also available on the web at allendale-inc.com.